The cross-country driver training track is basically the nursery track for us to be able to teach drivers the core skills, what they need when they go cross-country. The actual track itself is a 28-day project that we've been working on, and we started it there in July. It's now October, and we're near enough finished. So it's been able to bond all the plant operators and the combat engineers across the regiment into a worthwhile task.
What sort of training value do you think the engineers have got out of this?
Been immense training value. You know, if we look at this here for what we train to do in the event of something where we need it worldwide, one of our main roles is military supply routes. And the skills that we're employing here would enable us to deploy anywhere and use them skills. But when we look at the project management settings, where we're getting the stores in, making sure we've got the right amount and the correct materials, and it's been delivered just in time so that we're not stockpiling a lot of stuff that we don't need, has been quite good value as well.
The statistics of the track and the build itself, how long is it?
The track itself is 2.1 kilometres in length, and it includes 12 obstacles. The obstacles are the test fire and different skills. So we've got small hills there with a slope of 1 in 3, so that the guys can then learn about the control. Once they go through the first series of about 6 obstacles, we then take them under more complex obstacles, where again the slopes are 1 in 3, 1 in 4, but they're increase in size, so the guys experience driving up a hill and then they lose sight of where they're going because they start looking at the sky, and then it's controlling the vehicle as it moves across the top of that. We've also got adverse cambers there so that they can experience driving on a slope and build their confidence up as they go across there. And we also have a vehicle recovery pit so that if they break down, we can teach them the skills on how to recover the vehicle. And the other one is the quarry, but it's actually to represent riverbeds. So if they went into an area and had to cross a wadi or a river, they get the effects of going down a bank, across the riverbed and out to the other side.
This whole project being done by 7-1 engineers has saved the MOD and the taxpayer a huge amount of money, hasn't it?
The estimate is it's saving about £500,000. Material wise, we're talking about we've spent about £130,000.
And this will be a huge benefit to everybody in Northern Ireland, the 38th Brigade.
Yes, it means we can then train in the province rather than sending people across to the mainland. Because with drivers hours and that, usually when we send them across there, we can only get maybe 8-10 hours on a weekend driving experience with them because of the rules and regulations with drivers hours. So this year will be a tremendous facility, and it will enable all the ones within the province or the Scottish regiments or even down in the mainland regiments to train here more effectively and at a reduced cost.